The average child spends 5 hours a day plugged in to a television, computer, or video game for entertainment.
Wow, that means in the course of a year, that can mean that they're spending more time in front of a screen than they are in school.
Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Diane Charles, Executive Director of SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Tanya Fulwood from the National Center for Children and Families. Today, we will discuss why our children should be logging less time in front of the TV and computer, and just how we as parents can help them to do that to make our kids and families stronger.
Diane, the American Medical Association recommends that children under the age of 2 not be allowed to watch any TV or play on a computer, and that children 2 and older, even teenagers, have no more than 2 hours of screen time every day. Screen time includes television, movies, internet and computer, video games, including the preschool targeted games like the Leapsters and the VTech games that you plug into the TV. They're all advertised as being educational for even very young children.
You can see how it can add up to 5 hours quite quickly when you include all those. Keep in mind that kids today have access to more screen time than ever before, as you're alluding, from a DVD player in the car to instant messaging to texting on their phones. And you soon realize just how important it is to set some boundaries and let's call it unplug with them.
Right. And because we are so busy as parents, it's a huge challenge for us to get it under control. But in the end, it's worth it.
Right. Why is too much screen time a problem?
Well, there's so many negatives when children watch too much TV, communicate too much via email and online chats, and play too many video games. I think the first thing is health problems and weight gain.
Right.
Children who watch more than 5 hours of television a day are 4 times more likely to be overweight.
And that's kind of easy to sort of extrapolate. Mm-hmm. When a child sits in front of a TV, those hours he or she is not being physically active. Mm-hmm. So something's going to change. TV and online advertisements also heavily market junk foods to their young audiences. So in addition to decreasing the amount of time a child spends being active, they're also encouraging unhealthy eating habits. Kind of like a double threat that is putting even more children at risk of obesity and other related health problems.
That's true. Another good reason why children should unplug, so to speak, is there are also behavioral issues such as aggression and irresponsibility. TV and video games, which often glorify violence and expose even young children to sexual situations, are risk factors for violent behavior in children.
That's right. They can cause aggression and antisocial behavior, create a false sense of reality, and encourage irresponsible sexual activity.
Right.
TV alone is estimated to be responsible for at least 10% of youth violence.
And that's a big percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, there is the isolation and the boredom that comes from hours spent alone in front of a screen. Simply put, a child alone in front of a screen, computer, or any game console is a child not talking with their parents, not studying for a test, or playing outside with siblings and friends. So it kind of decreases their socialization.
Right. And as TV becomes a habit, we lose the time and really the opportunity to bond with our children and enjoy quiet time together at the end of our busy days. So how can we unplug? There are some incredible and critical reasons to help our children unplug. But, you know, let's try to be helpful. How do you do it?
Well, even preschoolers can put up a fight if you turn off their favorite morning cartoon or just TV, period.
Right.
Start by having a reality check. Create a log for yourself to record your child's time being plugged in for a week. And you'll be shocked about how quickly the time adds up, especially the little things like playing the handheld video game in the car, sending the IMs and text messages, or watching a movie on a Friday night.
It can also be helpful to track your child's academic and active times during the same week to sort of compare with the screen time. This is all for your benefit, so you can kind of get a clearer picture.
And once you finish the log, you know their current habits. Decide on what to do and how to unplug with your children. You can set a 2-hour limit per day, as recommended by the AMA, mm-hmm. or you can be more specific and set times for different activities like 30 minutes of TV time after homework is finished or 15 minutes of computer time after you eat.
I think that sounds very important. But one of the things I want to emphasize that you mentioned, it really should be in conjunction with your kids. You don't want to, if you can avoid just coming up with these rules out of the blue. Mm-hmm. Some families might choose to set a specific day or two when TV or video games are allowed. Mm-hmm. Really, you want to explore what works for your family, but the most important thing is to just stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is to, sort of think about is at first, one of the hardest things for your kids to do will be to find new ways to fill their time. If they've really been spending this amount of time, it's not going to be a surprise that this is a big enough change that you may need to help them. Many children, adults for that matter, watch TV, as you sort of alluded earlier, out of boredom or just to sort of unwind.
Right. And you want to help your kids avoid missing the screen time by distracting them, taking them outside, visit the library, shift the focus in your house to reading or signing them up for any extracurricular activity or class. You want to develop special family-focused ways to unwind, such as a weekly game night in place of weekly TV show that they're used to watching.
Right. Also, you can set an example by limiting your own TV time. Don't use the TV as background noise or, you know, probably for a lot of us, you may not realize, but try not to constantly check your email or cell phone for messages. That, you know, that's your screen time. Right. And it's good to be that model for your children.
Right. And also you want to make sure that you turn off the TV during meals.
Good point.
You want to have conversations over dinner as a way to strengthen your relationship with your children and let them know that you're interested in what they're doing and hear about their day. And a TV or your laptop will just be a distraction for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your kids may put up a fight, but you definitely want to remove all TVs, computers, and gaming devices from their bedrooms. It's just too hard to track their screen time, know what they're watching or playing, and it pulls them away from the rest of the family.
Right, and if you don't have control over it, kids with a TV in their room, they log an average of 1 to 1.5 hours more viewing TV time every day. You also don't want to use TV or video games as a reward or a punishment. It kind of places too much emphasis on the screen and, again, can make your child want to do that activity even more.
I think that's a good point. When your child does watch a television program or logs on to the internet, develop a specific plan with them. If they pick one show, turn it on for them at a certain time and then turn it out immediately after the show.
Right. Or they might pick a specific website that they want to visit and that you trust and you allow them to visit it for 30 minutes, say. Talk to them about the show or the website and ask questions just to show that you're interested. And as much as possible, we should try to watch things with our children, regardless of their age.
Mm-hmm. For example, a preschooler may like to engage with his or her parent throughout Sesame Street, creating a better learning opportunity. Or a teenager may be challenged by a story about sex, violence, or some other confusing subject in an evening teen drama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Being there with them will change the way a child interprets what they're watching.
And again, parents, it's your opportunity to keep the lines of communication open so that they feel comfortable coming to you and asking questions about something that they saw or something that they heard if they feel that they need to.
Mm-hmm. This is Parenting Today. You just heard from Tanya Fullwood. She's with the National Center for Children and Families. And I'm Scan from Northern Virginia. And we're talking about unplugging with your kids. In fact, you know, speaking of things they might see, remember that companies heavily market many products specifically to young audiences. You want to explain to your children what commercials and advertisements are. Tell them that they are shown to try and convince viewers that they want things that they really may not need, and they are simply trying to get people to spend more money.
That's good. So we've talked about plugging.
Right.
And how do you make the transition as a parent to really unplug your children from electronics and TV?
Mm-hmm.
It's a reality that most of us, you know, we have busy parents, that TV shows, DVD, or gaming device provide a quick and easy way to distract and occupy your children when you're trying to finish dinner, when you're trying to check your email, when you just need a minute to yourself. So perhaps the biggest challenge is changing how we as parents view screen time and what those alternatives really are.
Yeah. So it's up to parents to set the tone for screen time in a family. Mm-hmm. And the less screen time it seems, the better.
Right. So cut the screen time for your children and you'll be opening whole new hours every day when they can have a chance to be creative, when they can use their imagination and get active, and not to mention spend more times with you.
This is a tall order for many parents, and it really can be difficult for many of today's mm-hmm. plugged-in kids to swallow. Mm-hmm. So definitely start slowly and be sure to offer lots of positive alternatives.
Right. So, for example, if your preschooler usually watches an hour of TV while you cook dinner, set up a kitchen PlayStation with cups and bowls and spoons where they can cook and ask them to set the table while you work at the stove.
That's a good suggestion. Or with a teenager who usually watches a marathon of teenage soap mm-hmm. operas on the weekend, watch just one episode together and then right. head out for a walk together. That could be a perfect opportunity to discuss topics in the show or simply to talk about your week.
Right. And taking the time now to set the limits and change the way that your family views screen time can make such a huge impact on your children and as well as your family unit as a whole, placing the emphasis on more positive activities and time together rather than time alone in front of a screen is so important.
Mm-hmm. Take some simple steps to start helping your kids unplug today, and you'll see them get more connected to the positive things in their life, especially their own health, well-being, and reconnection with the family. Remember, all aspects of parenting can be tough, but finding help doesn't have to be. Don't be afraid to ask for help. For more information about unplugging with your child, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org. I'm Diane Charles from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I've been with Tanya Fullwood from the National Center for Children and Families, and this has been Parenting Today.